How much real estate y'all selling?
Right now, the goal this year is 100 million. We are already at 80 million.
What?
Yes. 80 million already closed deals. And by the end of the year, I know we'll surpass 100 million because I'm watching the contracts and I see the deals coming through.
What about last year?
So last year we were only at 6 agents. I just opened the doors this year. Wow. So at 6 agents last year, we actually still closed $62 million.
What? With 6 agents?
With 6 agents. I mean, I'm still a producing agent. I closed $22 million by myself.
Come on, you better talk that talk. Like, you better talk that talk in here, Kiana.
I closed that by myself, and I do that consistently. I've been doing that for the last 3 years. Even in this space I am now, with everything I'm doing, I'm on track to close $20 million individually in real estate by myself.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. So what does a normal agent do? Like, first year, what's, like, the first expectation?
Your first expectation in your first year is you're going to have to pay to play. There are so many people getting this business. You think, I'm just going to be great. I'm going to take that picture like Kiana. I'm going to post it on Instagram. Boom, I'm going to blow up. That is not how it works.
Don't work that way.
Your first year, I would recommend you join a team. And if you're just going to be out in the trenches, you need to take that time to learn what you're doing, understand the process, and go for what we like to call is going to be the easier deals, which are going to be the lower cost deals, first time home buyers. But that's how you're going to learn. Because by the time you're closing multi-million dollar deals, you can't learn on those deals. You're going to have to be 100% in it to win it because there's so much more to lose. So I would say your first year, you're going to use learning.
Yeah.
You're going to be somebody's admin. You're going to be in the field. You're going to be opening doors for a top producing agent. You're going to have to help somebody so you can help yourself, get you a mentor. And then by the time you learn what you're doing, get your back end together. There are so many people, like, you start off with one, I can manage these clients in my cell phone. That's cool when you got 5 clients. I've serviced over 250 people. They can't stand my cell phone. You need a database. And so, but start off with a database. Yeah. I made that mistake when I first got, like, started popping. I'm like, I can manage this on my phone. And then I had to pay. I paid somebody like $3,000 to fix my database when I recognized this is messed up.
Yeah.
Like, have you ever went to get your teeth done, like, at a dentist appointment, right? And they send you happy birthday in your email, get the card.
Yep.
That's your database. They're not doing that physically. You know that, right? It's a machine. And so it's the same thing like real estate. It's a machine. And if you run it like a business, you'll last. So your first year, set the foundation. Because when you're busy, you're going to be too busy to set the foundation.
How much should I, on average, first year as an agent, like, how much real estate you think I should sell? Is it a million, 2 million?
My expectation is that I'm going to tell you, about 2 million in real estate would be fair in your first year because you're still learning and people still have to trust you and you have to kind of get your confidence up and your knowledge up. About 2 million, 2.5 million would be a good year for a first year agent.
And the average is like 3%, right?
Absolutely. So the average is 3%.
So 3% of a million is what? 30,000?
30,000. So you're going to make about... After you pay your broker, so you got your broker gonna take some money. I think that y'all forget, like, you calculate all this money, but if you're on a team, they probably taking 30%. Your broker gonna take their 20%. Like, everybody eats first, and then you get your split.
I ain't in your business, Kiana.
But I know. Please don't.
22 million. Okay. Yeah. Okay. And that's like, so you have your own, you still produce your own. And then as a broker, you're helping other people. So you get a little piece off of that.
Of course. This is how it works. You know, and shout out to the agents of Watson Realty Co. Let me say that. But there's this how it works. Of course, I get a piece of everything they close because I'm setting the foundation for their closings. I'm available for broker support. When they come to the company, the back-end systems are in place. The CRM is in place. The templates are in place. Your processes are in place. Your back-end design center is in place. You can kind of come and plug and play. And for that, there's a compensation. And for that time of helping you manage deals, helping you through your first deal, or helping you through your first multi-million-dollar deal, I'm going to get my fee.
I ain't mad at that. I mean, I obviously, for sure, like, if you're, like, not only just facilitating, but I'm sure there's a mentorship aspect and all that kind of stuff.
It's a mentorship aspect. And the difference between me and other brokerages, it is a exposure aspect. You know, Watson Realty Co., we have our own dedicated social media page. In that page, we highlight every single one of our agents. And people go over there and they choose.
Yeah.
Other brokers, they don't really do that. And so you're getting the social aspect of it. So when I make a big announcement about Watson Realty Co. and work with one of my agents, there are two of my agents. One of my agents, she's an associate agent on the team. And I was like telling everyone, just go support us. Go
What's
support
associate
us.
Agent?
So an associate agent is on a team of a principal.
Listen, family, Black representation in media is vital, okay? If we don't use our voice, we lose our voice in radio, television, print, etc. I remember listening to Arsenio Hall back in the day. I remember watching Oprah. I remember hearing these Black voices in media, and it made me always want to be a part of it. The next generation, however, of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. And in the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories and Black truths, okay? I'm checking out NPR, and I believe they have the real. The hosts understand the assignment and are telling the real stories of the Black experience. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story, obviously, but now they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcast that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and as Black as the country we reflect. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
Agent, my principal agents, I have 14 of those. Those are the ones that are my heavy hitters. I know they're going to close 10 million plus a year.
What?
They all are. Like they all, the minimum, I think on my, probably like 7 million in a year. But those are my heavy hitters. And then from there, they bring team members underneath them, which are our associate agents. They have to come under a team. Right. So when you come under a team, what that does for me is I have most of my trainings and most of my mentorship directly with the principal agents. But every month I train everybody. Yeah. And the door is open, but it makes it easier for me because now, like, I'm not going to in a space where I can teach you how to write your first contract. Join a team for that. But I am in a space like, Kiana, I got my first multimillion deal. All right, now you experience. Let me give you some real game. Let me show you how to structure your business. Let me show you how to build a team. So most of the agents that come to me, I'm teaching them how to build a team because they see I've successfully done it. Yeah. And they are like really successful in building teams and encouraging them. We don't have a revolving door. People come and they stay. Yeah. It's a reason for that.
Why do they pick you, like Watson Realty versus Keller Williams or Metro Brokers? Like, why do you think those people say, yo, I want to rock wire?
I feel like it's because I come from a place of this is what I'm actually doing. Mm-hmm. See, Have anybody seen Keller Williams in the streets closing houses? Exactly.
No. Right. Science,
yeah. Exactly. So, but when you come over here, it's like, I know that I've watched Kiana build this business. I see she closes deals. Yeah. She's still out here with us a little bit. Like I'm closing at a high level. I can tell you what's going on right now today. And our market from today, from last year has shifted. I can train them because I'm also doing it.
And you're in the streets, yeah.
Exactly. So it's really about knowing that you're with a company that wants to see you win. And I'm not training you from an old concept. I'm training you from what's conceptual and what's actually happening today.
I was actually thinking about like renewing my license.
Come on. We need you.
Really?
Yes.
I be doing a lot, though.
I know you do a lot. That's the problem.
But can I still get the bag, though?
Let me tell you, this is the craziest thing, and I say this to myself, and I was just like, I did a whole like live last night about it, like getting caught up in the hype. I feel like for me sometimes, and I'm like a guilty of this, like this is a transparent moment. Like this is safe space, right?
Oh yeah, for sure. No judgment.
I feel like people, like you get caught up in the hype. It's like, that's Kiana Watson. She dresses nice. Her and her husband, she drive a fly car. She do all this. And you're speaking on panels, and you know we're at InvestFest in front of 14,000 people.
You are lit, girl. If you're about to say you're not lit, you're lying.
No, I'm not saying I'm not lit. But you're in front of 14,000 people, you know what I mean? You're interviewing, you're doing all this stuff. People taking pictures of you. But at the end of the day, when that event is over and that thing is done, Monday comes, and what is the core of what you do? Who are you at the core? I'm Kiana Watson. I run a real estate business, and the core of my business is helping people buy and sell real estate. Mm. So you don't want to lose that, because the minute you lose that, you're getting caught up in the hype. Because that hype, to me, the hype is cycle. It's a cycle to the hype. You be the best thing popping today and then tomorrow. So what is your core? Mm-hmm. And I feel like me staying to that core of, you know what? I can be on this reality TV show. I can speak on this panel. I could do all of this. But at the end of the day, when people call and they want to work with me, I'll pick up the phone. Hey, you're looking to buy or sell a house. They'd be shocked. Oh my God, I'm talking to Kiana. Well, this is the core of my business. Yeah. And I'm not sure what place I'm going to get when I start kind of getting out of that. But as a reminder to myself, Watson Realty Co. is only 2 years old. Mm. So we just hit our 2-year anniversary last month. Thank you. So I want a 5-year run before I can say it's time for me to hang up the hat. Who knows how this whole social media I'm lit today going to work. So I just stick to my core and I let everything else be extra.
That's dope. All right. So I think I might get my, because one, I'm just interested in buying real estate myself. And I feel like if I had my license, I'd have more tools and I would understand real estate a little more.
You would. You'll have a better understanding. And then I tell people this all the time. There are some people that's never going to want to do this job. But if you're buying and selling real estate consistently, why not get your license and represent yourself? Mm-hmm. Get a better understanding of the market. Get a better understanding of running comps, what to expect. You don't have to wait for someone to open the door. You want to see something, you can go see it yourself. You have the license to do so. So that's the thing. Okay. Like, I think it's an amazing industry. I encourage everybody to get their real estate license. Think about it, even on a part-time basis. Yeah. If you have a full-time job and you help 5 people and you close, let's say, $3 million in real estate, you're gonna make you a nice little side hustle income.
Absolutely.
And it's good. Like, the average house is, if you just say $300,000 house, right? You're gonna make $9,000. Now, okay, give or take your fees you gotta give out. But let's just say you do that 4 times. You could bring an extra, let's talk about it.